Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Maybe you've been noticing some of what I've been seeing out on the roadways, and that's more electric vehicles, of course, including hybrids. Now, perhaps I shouldn't be too surprised. This is a community that embraces these kinds of things. But still, I wondered if the evidence was there to back up my rather passive observation. And if so, what is the future for EVs in our transportation future? Well, sounds like a good topic for issues of the environment, right? So, that's what it is. My guest for Issues of the Environment today is Charles Griffith. Charles is the Climate and Energy Program Director for the Ecology Center. Good morning, Charles. How you doing?
Good morning, Dave. It's great to be here.
Am I crazy or am I seeing more electric cars around town?
Oh, you definitely are, Dave. The number of electric vehicles in particular has been on a steady incline, a little bit of a dip in the latter part of this year because there's a couple of new models that are due out soon.
Right.
And so that, you know, creates anticipation and people holding off on purchases because they want to see the next generation of the vehicle that they're thinking about.
Speaking of which, we are getting into that next generation, which should mean improved technology, better performance, and dare I hope for more affordability?
Yes. And in fact, one of the examples that's kind of interesting is the new 2016 Chevy Volt, which we should start seeing in Michigan, unfortunately not till next year, but they're starting to roll off the assembly line. And, you know, there's going to be a slight reduction in price, but a significant increase in performance, both the range in electric-only mode, over 50 miles now, and also the miles per gallon in the gasoline mode of over 40 miles per gallon. So we're seeing some definite improvements there, and the battery technology just keeps getting better as well.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with Charles Griffith about electric vehicles and what role they may play in our transportation future. Charles is Climate and Energy Program Director at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. Now, I mentioned this is an area that tends to embrace ideas and practices that allow for better environmental stewardship. The city of Ann Arbor has parking structures with EV charging stations. Now we have the Drive Electric Ann Arbor Partnership, which aims to get more businesses involved in installing plug-in stations. Are these making a difference?
Yes. The charging stations, especially the ones here in the city of Ann Arbor and the parking structures, are heavily used. Some of them you have to get lucky to get access
right.
to. Fortunately, the Downtown Development Authority, which is actually the folks that put these stations in, they've got a website so you can check in advance to see whether they're being used, and that's helpful for someone who wants to, you know, kind of schedule their trip to the charging station. But we're looking to keep advancing the availability of charging opportunities, and we're focusing this year on getting more workplaces, businesses, as well as other organizations to consider putting in charging stations for their employees. Because other than at home, where most people will be able to plug in at night, if they've got a long commute or a drive that they need to make that day, having an opportunity to plug in at work is sort of the next most important place that an EV owner would want to have access to charging.
Isn't that lack of EV infrastructure the greatest deterrent to people purchasing an electric vehicle or a hybrid?
Well, it's believed to be one of the significant factors. There's this notion of range anxiety because today's pure electric cars generally have a range of about 80 miles, although that's improving. And we could talk about the highly anticipated Chevy Bolt, for example, which is supposed to have a range of about 200 miles. It's not going to be out for another year or so.
Right.
And that one should be affordable. Of course, today's Tesla vehicles have a range of over 200 miles today. And so that takes away a lot of the range anxiety, yet folks still are going to be interested in where they can plug in and charge up, especially if they want to take a trip out of town.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Charles Griffiths. Now, individual purchases and the decisions that we make as individuals are one thing. Fleet purchases are another, and that can begin to make a difference more quickly if we start to see municipalities and big companies make the switch in their fleet purchases. Is that an avenue in which we can expect significant growth in the future?
Well, I hope so. We've seen some interest with our local Washtenaw County. They've got a couple of Chevy Volts in their fleet and a C-Max Energy electric hybrid vehicle. But we've also seen a little bit further away in cities like Indianapolis committing to replacing, you know, most or all of their fleet of vehicles for city employees with electric and hybrid vehicles. That kind of action is, you know, really encouraging. They're working with a third-party vendor who kind of manages their fleet and has guaranteed cost savings for the city as well.
Not everyone's buying into that, though. There are lawsuits over that issue in Indianapolis in which they're trying to reverse the decision and null and void the contract with that third-party California vendor.
Yeah, although I would suggest that the controversy isn't over the cost as much as the sort of legal aspects of their contracting procedures, and to be honest, a lot of it has to do with politics between their Republican
mayor.
Imagine
that in government.
Well, and what's interesting here is that you have a Republican former Marine who came into office pledging to get the city of Indianapolis off of oil. So that's interesting that he's being challenged now by a Democratic city council who doesn't necessarily agree with how aggressive he's being in keeping his campaign pledge. I find that interesting, but at the same time, a lot of cities are watching what Indianapolis does because it's so innovative.
And if we saw more governmental units doing this, and they were purchasing entire fleets of, that would drive the price down for individual customers, wouldn't it?
It would certainly help. What we are trying to do, and one of the reasons that we're holding this event this coming Sunday, called it's part of National Drive Electric Week, is to get more people experiencing electric vehicles firsthand. The more that city fleets might start experimenting, that gets more and more exposure to the public at large. And yes, it does help drive the price down as you get more and more sales of those vehicles. It allows you to reach economies of scale on the production side that will help other consumers as well.
Well, I think you've touched on the real issue on whether or not we're going to see a huge market share growth for electrical vehicles. It's simply experiencing it, being able to touch one, ride in one, to know people who own them and be able to share those experiences. As you mentioned, there are 150 events taking place across the country on Sunday, including in Ann Arbor. It's National Drive Electric Week, and it's the car show. And this is obviously an opportunity for us to get that firsthand EV experience. There's going to be a lot of different companies and personal electric vehicle owners bringing their cars to the show, right?
That's right. We've got about, at last count, about 8 different models of electric cars that folks have already pledged to be bringing, and most of them are going to be offering ride and drive opportunities. So if you haven't had a chance behind the wheel, you can get one on Sunday. Some of the Teslas, which people find really exciting.
Have you ever driven one or been in one?
I have, and it is actually quite remarkable.
Yeah, my brother has one out in California. When I was out there, I had the opportunity to ride, and I'm certainly no judge. I can't say one car is better than another. I can tell you it was the favorite car I've ever driven.
Well, they have broken the Consumer Reports meter for their ranking of cars.
Right.
And so if you can impress Consumers Reports, that's pretty incredible, too.
Yeah, they're kind of grumpy.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's going to be Teslas, there's going to be other kinds of cars out there, and it's accessible to people to actually experience an EV or a hybrid in that fashion, up close and personal, right?
Indeed, indeed. And the other cool thing about having a bunch of EV owners there is that you can, people will be able to talk to them about their experience, find out what they like, what they didn't like, what they would like to see next in electric cars. And, you know, there'll be some dealers there too, but sometimes it's nice to get your firsthand knowledge from folks who have already driven a car, especially something that's kind of so new like electric cars are.
So it takes place this Sunday. It is the Ann Arbor National Drive Electric Week Car Show. It takes place from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the lot of the Whole Foods Market on West Eisenhower Parkway, right?
That's the place.
That's the place, and we'll see you there. Charles, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
That is Charles Griffith, Climate and Energy Program Director at the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. Once again, you can look at, touch, and test drive a variety of electric vehicles this Sunday at the Ann Arbor National Drive Electric Week Car Show. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday in the lot of the Whole Foods Market at 990 West Eisenhower Parkway in Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It is a weekly feature heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.